This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. news outlets are reporting that at least 22 people have been killed in multiple shootings Wednesday night in the northeastern U.S. city of Lewiston, Maine. Another 50 to 60 people have been injured in the rampage, which took place at a restaurant and a bowling alley. Police in Lewiston have named 40-year-old Robert Card as a person of interest in the shootings. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has warned that it is on the verge of running out of fuel in the Gaza Strip, forcing it to sharply cut back relief operations in the enclave. The territory has been blockaded and hit by devastating Israeli airstrikes since Hamas militants launched an attack on Israel more than 2 weeks ago. Hospitals in Gaza are struggling to treat masses of wounded with dwindling resources. Health officials in the Hamas-ruled territory say the airstrikes killed more than 750 people between Tuesday and Wednesday. Deaths are adding up by the thousands, and tragic images from both sides of the Gaza conflict are circulating on Palestinian and Israeli social media, fueling mutual hate that is becoming more ingrained as the conflict deepens. VOA's Marcus Harton reports.
The violence has been nonstop as Israeli warplanes bomb Gaza while Hamas continues to fire rockets into Israel. West Bank protests broke out after last Friday's prayers, and confrontations between Israeli forces and Palestinians left several dead. For the first time in almost 20 years, Israeli jets attacked a West Bank town. On the border with Lebanon, violence is also escalating, raising concerns on both sides that a new war between Israel and Hezbollah might be about to begin. Marcus Harton, VOA News.
You can find more on this story on our website,